If you're here tonight and your idea of salvation before God is one that imagines that it's all about weighing up the good deeds with the bad, and your hope is that you'll just about outweigh the bad with the good, I'm here to bring an awakening to your mind. You have a debt that you cannot pay. The wages of sin is death. And that wage you can't pay back. You are constantly plunging yourself into more debt before God. And no amount of good deeds deletes the bad. Imagine for a moment, lest you should sit there and think, well, that doesn't seem very fair. Imagine for a moment the most outstanding, upstanding individual in Greenville who's ever lived in Greenville murders a man in cold blood without any reason whatsoever except for some expression of anger. There's no reason, there's no rationale, there's no defense of the deed. And yet the same man has given money to the poor, he has built schools, he has supported hospitals, he has done all this philanthropic work. He is an outstanding figure, he's a mayor of the town. And he blows someone's brains out and he stands before the judge and says, well, weigh it against all your other deeds, we're just going to overlook it. That's not how it works. Every one of your sins brings judgment. Jesus Christ pays for every sin. Our sins are laid on Him. And your sins will be paid for. God will not overlook even the smallest of them. They will all be judged either on you or on Christ on the cross. You have a debt you can't pay. They have nothing to pay. There's a judgment day for the person without Christ. Verse 42. They had nothing to pay. Nothing to pay. That's the man naked without the righteousness of Christ. He has nothing to give to God. But the Christian, amidst his faults and failures, amidst his ups and downs and his inconsistencies of life, the Christian has laid hold on Christ like this woman.